Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. It is 2025, you guys, and I'm so happy to be here with you. This is Amberly Lyons, your host, of course. Who else would it be? We're going to be talking today about restoration. It's not new year, new me. It's restoring our true selves, reconnecting to the virtue that God gave us, because that is what allows us to reach our full potential and live our most fulfilling, godly, amazing lives. So we're dropping the whole goals and hustling and all of that, and we're focusing on virtues. At least that's what I'm doing. Because this is actually kind of going to tie into the episode that we did a few weeks ago on worthiness, because you already have the virtues. You don't need to become someone else this year. You don't need to change who you are. We're just redeeming the lost qualities that are within you. So when I say virtues, I'm talking about the gifts that God has given us. He has given us faith, hope, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. He's also given us humility, wisdom, grace, gratitude, faithfulness, forgiveness. I feel like there's like a bunch that we can think of. Those are the ones that are, you know, directly listed in the Bible, but I feel like they branch off into a bunch of other amazing qualities. But when you embody these virtues, it really leads to having higher standards for yourself and creating habits around those standards, which is what creates real change in your life. And I actually just listened to an amazing podcast by Ed Milet kind of talking about a similar concept. And I think we look at setting goals and we look at the result rather than who do I have to be to achieve this result? Because if you're just forcing your way to a result and not changing who you are, you're not going to be able to hold on to that thing. And that's where I feel like manifestation is really tripping people up, because it's really just telling people like, oh, you're going to think about this thing and you're going to think about it all the time and you're going to work your ass off to get it and then it's going to happen. And, you know, but you can't hold on to it if you don't have the virtues from God. And I know that you're thinking, no, manifestation actually isn't hard. That's the whole point of manifestation. Like, that's what they're teaching you. But I've been talking to so many of my friends about this lately. And there is always a level of desperation with manifestation that is going to create a burnout in you. It's going to create a feeling of effort. And that is a force rather than a receiving of a miracle from God. And I don't want to do that anymore. So we're going to be actually doing a little 3-day challenge on this. I don't know exactly when it's going to launch, either Monday or Tuesday, or maybe Wednesday. I don't know. But I'll be letting you guys know. So make sure you're following me on Instagram. My handle is at Amberly Lyons. And our handle is at Bible Curious. I have not been posting on that one. Sorry. I'm going to get back at it. But so we're going to be doing a little challenge, and I'm going to be doing it through my new blog on Substack. I've decided this is the year of the blogger. This is the year of me sharing God's word, writing it out, and I have really big plans for it. It is called God's Favorite. So head to the show notes and click the link to the blog. Check it out. I want you to be the first to see it. If you're a Substack subscriber already, then just search God's Favorite in the toolbar. Or if for whatever reason you can't see my link, then just Google Substack God's Favorite. Add my name in there for some extra SEO vibes if you need. But you'll find me. Or just click in the show notes if you're on Spotify, Apple Music, or even on my website. It's there. You'll find it. And if not, DM me on Instagram. Look, there are many ways. There's no reason. Go look at it, you guys. You can be looking at it while you're listening to this. And I actually did a full post that I'm going to be launching, just explaining exactly what the blog is about. We're going to be doing this 3-day challenge in the Substack, okay? And I'm really excited about doing Substack. The podcast is so much work, you guys. And I often get these little revelations or these little things that come through in prayer, and I don't end up sharing them because it's so much work to just set up the mic, record the podcast, edit it, upload it, write the show notes, all, you know, create the little graphics, put it into the website. Like, sure, I'm going to still keep doing the podcast for the foreseeable future, but in Substack, it's so much easier. I can just write a little note, post it, send it out to you guys, let you have the holy revelation with me. I can even record little voice notes. So it's going to be a lot more interactive. So make sure you join. I'm going to put a link for you guys, and we can really have more of that community element. So there is a free version and a paid version. So if you are on my free Substack, you're going to get some blog posts once in a while, and you're going to get the community element. So we're still going to be able to chat and all of those things. But in the paid one, which is only going to be $7 a month, and I think I'm going to try and do like a little discount for people who are kind of like the founding members. I'm still trying to figure out the platform. But if you want to be in the paid one, I'm going to do at least weekly content. So definitely a weekly post. And then whenever I feel a little revelation, I'm going to leave a little voice note or a little note, and it's going to be so much fun. So make sure you sign up for that, because that's the thing. It's like, I've been craving community. I've been craving a godly community, and I just want to know you guys. I want to get to know you. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Like, I'm going through this journey in a very raw, real way, sharing my path with you guys. It's not always perfect. And I want to know, you know, do you have advice for me too? Like, I'm here like telling you guys all these things. Like, I want to know what you guys are going through. What have you learned? So the community part is going to be beautiful. Okay. So we're going to do a little challenge. The challenge is going to be all about reclaiming our virtues, coming up with new standards, new habits, and it's going to be beautiful. So I'll be linking you guys to the Substack, and all the information will be in there. So let's talk about how we've lost our virtues. We pick up demons every time we sin. And when we have these demons inside of us, they convince us that we don't have our virtues. And this is a revelation I've had recently. You know, anytime we're out of alignment with our true selves as being images of God, and we're trying to be someone else, it's because these little demons are telling us who we are. Why are we listening to the demons? And like, I listen to them all the time. It's not just you. So we really need to stop doing that. We need to remember who we actually are. Again, it's not about new year, new me. It's about, who am I actually? Let's remember who I am without all these stories. And I find too, things that make us act out of alignment include things like drugs, alcohol, and even caffeine. I'm sorry, they do. Here's the thing. I had this little light bulb go off. And here's the thing. I still enjoy some wine once in a while. My new thing is, like, it's not a sin to have a glass of wine. It's a sin to get drunk, says so in the Bible. And my belief of that is because you act out of character. You act out of alignment with who you are. You're not necessarily sinning or doing anything bad, but it turns you into someone that you're not. It disconnects you from your virtues, and it actually lets some demons in. So think of hangover anxiety, for example, if you've ever had it. So say you drank some alcohol, you got a little out of hand, you acted out of character, even if you weren't like wasted or like, you know, but whatever it is, you had a little bit too much wine, you acted out of character. And even though the next day you're kind of like back to your life, you're back to acting like yourself, there's a little voice in your head convincing you that you're bad, that you're wrong, that you're terrible, that no one likes you, that you're fat, that you're ugly. Like, that's what they tell me anyways. And even like, think about when you gossip. Like when you gossip, you're not gossiping anymore. You're done the conversation, but you either are A, you have this lingering judgment about someone, or you have this looming guilt that's making you think either A, you're angry at this person and you're like keep wanting to put them down, when the truth is actually that you just don't feel good about yourself and you're not identifying what this insecurity is. You're not working on yourself. You're not remembering who you actually are, and it's causing you to keep gossiping. So it's like the demon's convincing you to keep gossiping, to keep burying the actual issue, to keep listening to them, and you're like going into this spiral. Or you start to feel guilty, and this guilt is looming around telling you that you're a bad friend, and this demon is kind of like anchoring it into you that you're a bad friend or you're a bad person. And then, you know, you tell yourself you're a bad friend enough, you're eventually going to accept it and keep gossiping. So this is what we need to start identifying. It's like, what are the demons that are taking my virtues away? The demons are what are making you think you're unworthy. The demons are what are making you not reach your goals, quote unquote, or have these high standards for yourself because you don't think you're worthy of them. And unworthiness and guilt are never going to make you change. It's your virtues and embodying your truth, the gifts from God that allow you to change. And by change, I mean becoming who you actually are.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So again, when we listen to the demons, you're like feeding these true thoughts, untrue thoughts about yourself. The demons are keeping you in this loop that causes you to repeat the same patterns over and over, and then you feel unworthy. That is their shtick. That's what they're trying to do. They lie to you. They tell you half-truths. They get under your skin, and they know how to. And they make you feel hopeless and like you're never going to change. And that is not true. The truth is in scripture of who you are. The truth is that you are made perfectly in God's image. So how do we get rid of these demons? We need to restore the virtues, reclaim who you are, and just get really intentional about that. And that's why I'm doing this little 3-day challenge with you guys, because we just need to remember who we are. We need to. It's like you're never going to change if you keep listening to these voices and focusing on only these goals. Like if you're focusing on these goals and not focusing on who you need to be and what you need to release in order to be that person, it's not going to happen. And you're going to be in the loop repeating the same thing over and over again. And that is the definition of insanity and death. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then again, changing the standards and habits, we're going to fully be going through that. I deep dived this by myself. I like mapped out all the virtues that I want to reclaim. I mapped out all the new standards that I have for myself, and my standards are replacing my goals. And then the habits are what's allowing me to reach these standards. And then we're also going to be doing, obviously, like repentance, expelling demons. We have the authority. So we need to reclaim our authority. And we do that through discipline. We do that through, again, repentance. We do that through just, yeah, like getting rid of the demons, telling them to beat it, like identifying what they are and knowing that no demon can enter without your permission. God so clearly said that to me this morning. By the way, like I woke up at 6 a.m. and this all of this information poured through me to share with you guys today. I actually was going to release an interview that I did, and I'm going to be releasing that next week instead. But God literally said to me this morning, no one can enter without your permission. No demon can come in without consent. And consent is given with sin, because when you sin, you're getting into agreement with the darkness, and that like invites them into play. So we need to take those thoughts captive. I also want to share, I feel like all of my downloads from God, all of my words that I hear from God come first through a dream, and then I wake up and the dream is just like interpreted in the most wild way. And like I said, at 6 a.m, I just woke up and took out my pen immediately, still in bed, and just wrote 2 full pages in like a giant notebook that I have. And that's what is making this podcast today. But I want to tell you the dream. It's actually kind of hilarious. for those of you who know who Danny McBride is, he's a very unattractive actor with a curly mullet. Very not it. And he, in the dream, I was dating him. Very interesting. And he was wearing this like ugly nylon Hawaiian flower print wife beater. Don't ask me, with plaid shorts. Okay. I don't know where any of that came from. And in the dream, we got into a fight and we were kind of scuffling and he hit me and we were like in public. We were like on the street and people saw it. And I was so embarrassed that I just started running away. And I started like seeing my friends on the street and I was hiding from them. And I saw like this public restroom and I went in there to hide and there were these women in there and they were like, we saw what happened. You know, you're too good for this guy. You're too good to be, you know, listening to him. You're, you shouldn't be dating this guy. He's a loser. Like, you're better than that. You're so pretty. And like telling me all these good things about myself. And immediately in interpreting this, I was like, oh, they didn't judge me. So I'm like, he was the demon. He was convincing me to like be in this pattern, this abuse. And I was trying to run from it. And I ran from it. And I was reminded that I'm better than that. That is not me. Being in a situation like that does not taint you. It does not make you dirty. It does not make you bad. Because you're already clean through God when you repent and when you run away from it. And it was just so wild because it was a light bulb being like, okay, why do we hold on to the negative thoughts about ourselves when we already know that they're forgiven? You know, we already know that God cleans you. He leaves you unblemished when you bring him in to the situation. And when I say he makes you new, I don't mean that he's turning you into someone else. I mean you are cleansed and restored to your true self as an image of God. So this is why we are focusing on virtue restoration over goal setting. Your true, amazing, beautiful self is still there. That's what God sees when he looks at you. And anything from the past, all these demons that are convincing you otherwise and keeping you in this loop of negative situations, they have no power over you. They literally don't, until you stay in agreement with them. Because staying in agreement with them and allowing those loops to repeat and not identifying them and listening to those negative voices, is that's what's keeping you stuck. So we're going – I encourage you to do this challenge with us, you guys. It's going to be such a game changer. So something else came up for me is I've been kind of like questioning why in the Lord's Prayer, which I recite every night, it says, please forgive the debts of our sins as we forgive the debts of those who sinned against us. And it made me realize like the debts are the results of the demons being attached to you. The habits and beliefs formed from the sin is what we need to be forgiven from every day. That's what we need to be cleansed from every day. Because the sin's already forgiven. God already forgives you. But it's like now you have these results or these symptoms that you've agreed with from this demon still being attached to you. So you're still hanging on to the debt of the sin. So God wants to wipe them clean every single day, but you need to come out of agreement with them. And I love that we, in that same prayer, are also praying for others to be restored. We say, as we forgive the debts of those who sinned against us, because what an amazing gift to give to someone to like wipe away their debts. So beautiful. So if you don't restore yourself, you get caught in the loop of doing the same thing, experiencing the same thing over and over again. And this is the definition of insanity, which is hell on earth, which the Bible describes as death, which is not living, which is not having your eyes open because you're living in a lie. And the opposite of that is truth. It's purity. It's life. It's living. It's being, it's embodying the Holy Spirit, where we have eyes to see and ears to hear. And we are awakened to God's wisdom. So for everyone listening to this, I assume you're someone who knows you are awake. You are not in the matrix. You are someone who is not bought in to all of the false narratives that the world and the media is telling us. And this is really what I think God means when he says that so many times in the Bible, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And this is why he talks in parables, because only the people who are truly alive, full of the Holy Spirit, are going to understand. And I think there's a lot of people that are awakened and they had that awakening, and whether it was in 2020 or before that, or it's happening now, like I think a lot of those people who had the awakening but haven't yet come to Jesus, I just know that they will. And I think awakening to the matrix is the first step for a lot of people. There's a lot of people who grew up in the church who have been followers of Christ all along, and they're not awake. Trust me. I've seen them voting for Kamala. I've seen them, you know, I've seen things that I'm just like, really? Like, really? Like, I don't think you're awake. I don't think you have the Holy Spirit. Like, you know, I hear, well, I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm not for Trump either. He's the lesser of two evils. Let's just put it that way. We'll do a whole episode on the whole political system and how all of it's evil. That's a whole other thing. Look up the term lesser magic. Just look it up. I want to do a whole episode on that. Actually, I'm going to do a blog post on it on Substack. That's what we'll do. So I believe that being awakened, no matter how long you've been following God, even if you're new, brand new, but you are awake, that means you're chosen by God, and he's going to keep showing up for you, keep showing you, keep giving you revelation. And this is all going to make so much more sense to you soon. I really believe that. So I actually want to pray for everyone. I want to pray for everyone to get this revelation and to restore their virtues. So we're going to say this together. I'm going to use the names Yahuwah, which is God, which is the Hebrew translation, and Yahusha Messiah for Jesus. And I'll use them interchangeably. Holy Spirit is like Rosh HaKodesh. I may say that too. I'm telling you guys, I've been using those names in my prayer. I was like, I'm just going to like switch to saying those things instead of God, Lord, Jesus, and see what happens. Oh my gosh. My prayers are so much more deep. The presence of Yahuwah is so much stronger. And I know when I do the podcast, I say God and Jesus a lot, because I think that's just more, you guys are going to understand it more, but I think I'm going to slowly transition, guys. So in this prayer, I will be using the names interchangeably, okay? So let's just close our eyes and take a couple deep breaths and invite God into the moment. Invite Yahusha into the moment. Invite Yahuwah. Invite the Rosh HaKodesh into the moment. Father Yahuwah, I pray for you to open the eyes and ears of everyone listening to this episode so they have holy revelation about the virtues that you've bestowed upon them. May their faith, hope, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, humility, wisdom, gratitude, faithfulness, forgiveness, and all the beautiful virtues and gifts that you have given them, may they all be restored. Restore them with the blood of your Son, Yahusha Messiah, to make them clean, to release their sins and their demons and all the debts of their sins. Restore them to their true virtuous selves. May they recognize the authority that you've given them to cast out demons in the name of Yahusha Messiah. Please help them now in casting out their demons. May these demons experience death by fire and flee from them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahusha Messiah. May they be filled and restored with your Holy Spirit, the Rosh HaKodesh. May they be filled with your wisdom, your truth. May they be covered and protected with the Holy Spirit, with the shoes of the gospel of peace, the belt of truth and your wisdom, the breastplate of righteousness and obedience and a pure heart, with the helmet of salvation and a pure mind and pure intentions, with the shield of faith, because they know that you are working it out in their favor, with the sword of the Spirit to cut through all of the darkness and all of the lies to remain in your kingdom. Oh, we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha Messiah, the Rosh HaKodesh. Amen. Woo, woo, woo. The Holy Spirit is here, you guys. So remember your authority. Your heart posture towards God is your authority. The darkness cannot touch you when you are connected to God and in His presence. And that is what we must do. We must stay consistent in and stay steadfast in changing our thoughts, taking our thoughts captive. And you need to start your day connected to God. I have started putting my journal right by my bed. The minute I wake up, I have these holy revelations. And I go to my Bible and I start seeing things that start to connect so many dots for me. And when we don't do this, when I don't do this, and I'll be honest with you, I'll wake up and I'll brush my teeth, I'll go and I'll read my Bible. But if I'm not getting that connection to God first thing in the morning, by the time I go to say my prayer, my mind is cluttered, it is racing, and there's a million things in my mind. Like, you need to be connected to Him, just like John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So like, when our mind is connected, that means He's present with us. And that is when all of this revelation can come through. So we need to change our thoughts. And again, 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Catch those thoughts, catch those demons, change them. When you catch the demon, bring in the virtue. And again, everything you heard today came straight from God for me to share to you, because I connected with Him first thing. And then when I opened my Bible, this is what I read. It was John 7:18. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is the man of truth. There is nothing false about him. I only want to share God's words with you, not my own. So this was such a confirmation for me today in launching this blog, because I'm doing all of this to share God's word. And it feels so, 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 so good. I can't even explain it. So please check out the blog. It is linked in the show notes. Or, I think you can just literally Google Substack, God's Favorite, and you'll find it. And we're going to be doing this 3-day challenge in there to help you restore your virtues, to change your standards, to change your habits and thoughts, and to reclaim your authority. So we will see you there. I'm so excited. Okay, I love this. I love this episode. Sorry, this was amazing. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to God, because it was all Him. All right. Love you all. And we'll see you in the challenge.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.